Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. The COVID-19 pandemic shows no sign of abating in the new year. California is especially hard hit, with more than 25,000 deaths so far. The surge is filling hospitals and swamping the people who work there. Dr. Christina Galli is Director of Health Services for Los Angeles County, the state's largest. She urges everyone do more to stop the spread of the virus.
We are focused on providing the life-saving care as we work to treat people in those hospitals and in those emergency departments to get the ambulances offloaded in a reasonable time period so that we can care for patients both with COVID-19 as well as those with other conditions. This is simply not sustainable.
Officials fear even more infections as people return from holiday travel. The variant of COVID-19, first reported in Britain, has come to California. The same strain was also confirmed in Florida and Colorado. Researchers at Johns Hopkins University say nationwide, more than 346,000 people have died. The new year could be a time of healing for the nation's pandemic-scarred economy. NPR's Scott Horsley reports on what economic forecasters expect from 2021.
Business economists are increasingly optimistic about prospects for the new year. Nearly 3 out of 4, surveyed by the National Association for Business Economics, expect GDP to recover all the ground that was lost to the pandemic sometime in the second half of this year. Likewise, officials at the Federal Reserve have raised their outlook for 2021. On average, they expect the economy to grow more than 4% this year, while unemployment should continue to fall, hitting 5% by year's end. Much depends, of course, on getting control of the coronavirus. Forecasters are encouraged that effective vaccines are now in hand, even if those shots are not yet in very many people's arms. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The United Kingdom has completed its formal separation from the European Union, ending a year-long transition period. The new era means a new kind of border, with custom checks reinstated between the UK and mainland Europe for the first time since 1993. Rebecca Rossman reports.
The first ferry to sail the English Channel under the new regulations arrived in Calais Friday morning. While there were no incidents, port authorities warned things could get messy come mid-January, when traffic on the channel is expected to pick up. Under the new regulations, an estimated 220 new customs forms will have to be filled out every year in order for trade to flow between the UK and EU countries. The French government has hired an additional 700 customs officers and invested 13 million euros in infrastructure to ensure traffic continues to run smoothly along the world's busiest shipping route. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Rossman in Calais, France.
This is NPR News. After being criticized for delaying the purchase of COVID-19 vaccines, Guatemala's president says he'll ask Congress to let him negotiate directly to buy vaccines from the pharmaceutical company Moderna. Maria Martin reports.
Guatemala's buying vaccines through a program with the World Health Organization by which poorer countries can obtain vaccines. But no date has yet been set for those vaccines to come to Guatemala. Thus, the criticism and even legal actions against the government of President Alejandro Xammaté for the delay. Now Xammaté says he wants Congress to allow him to purchase vaccines directly from the pharmaceutical Moderna. Pundits have pointed out that Moderna's vaccine is the most expensive and have hinted at government corruption. Since Moderna's vaccine requires special freezers, which Guatemala will have to buy, there are questions as to why the president has decided to go this route. For NPR News, I'm Maria Martin in Antigua, Guatemala.
The Senate convenes in about an hour in a rare New Year's Day session to consider the defense bill. It was passed by both houses of Congress by large margins, but President Trump vetoed it because it does not repeal certain legal protections for social media companies. He also objects to a provision that allows the renaming of military bases that honor Confederate leaders. The House voted Monday to overturn the veto. Today, senators are to cast the first of two procedural votes, which could clear the way for a veto override vote tomorrow. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.